Every Wednesday at this time, we talk to one of our contributors from AnchorRising.com, the best political blog on the face of the earth. And Monique joins us tonight. What's going on, Monique? How are you?
Hi, Matt. We're taking a look at a couple of things on Anchor Rising as we speak. Mm-hmm. As you know, former Providence tax collector Rob Sprano has sued David Cicilline for wrongful termination.
Mm-hmm.
And in that lawsuit, he alleges that preferential tax treatment was given to certain individuals. And with the help of another fellow blog, we have laid out half a dozen instances in which tax, basically tax breaks or interest breaks on tax were given. And David Cicilline's campaign received money from those individuals, and that's happened in a half a dozen cases.
Well, isn't that nice?
Yeah, it's very.
This is on the tale of the of his brother who gave a $75,000 placeholder check for a client of his that was never to be cashed.
That's exactly right. And there's considerable confusion about who gave the order to hold back on the collection of that check.
Right.
It's hard to believe that the mayor himself is not involved in that. And on another front in Tiverton. Justin and his trusty tape recorder have once again captured a gem of a teacher in a teacher union making what sounds very much like a threat. And I'm quoting here, the teacher says, because there's threats of a cut to the budget, I am the last person on earth that would want to hurt a child, but you need to make a statement. And this is addressed to the school committee. And it's hard not to interpret that as meaning that the children are going to be used as pawns, and that she is urging the school committee to make cuts to things that specifically affect children as a way of getting to the parents to get the parents to override the cuts that are proposed. So it's
really
it's
isn't that nice?
Yeah, it really is nice. And as you know, in past forms, the teacher unions and members of the teacher unions have denied this, but several times Justin has caught them on the tape and caught them in a lie, so he's once again done that.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So
it's always nice to little sunshine on what actually goes on.
Exactly right.
The heroes of our communities.
In their own words.
Yes. Well, excellent. I'm looking forward to those posts there. Do you want to say anything about this E-Verify situation?
Oh my God, it's so vitally important. It's in a way, it's a simple matter, but it's critically important. This is a matter of our sovereignty, and this is a matter of putting our citizens first, and it's a matter of we must dictate how our tax dollars are used and where our jobs go to, and it is vitally important that we pass E-Verify.
Do you have any sort of hopes or any sort of positive outlook as to the whether or not this thing's going to pass the Senate at all?
I just don't know. It is quite simply the right thing to do, and I would urge the Senate president to do so. It is not a divisive thing. It is quite simply the right thing to do. I can only urge her to allow this to pass as it rightfully should.
All right, Monique, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. AnchorRising.com is the blog. Check it out. Interesting tapes. Justin's all over this stuff, man. He's all over the place. You get to look at the lawsuit by a former tax collector against the mayor of Providence.